models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Luke chapter 11, in verse 18, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, if you can. And I will show you my faith by my works. You believe there is one God? You do well. The devils also believe and tremble. They know that much. Wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? It says in verse 22, see how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. By works was his faith made perfect, complete. Scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only, not by just saying something, not by just having that believing feeling in your mind or in your heart, but there's an attitude, there's a posture of faith, there's a walk in love of faith. You understand? Faith worketh by love. One of the strategies and conspiracies of hell today is to wear down the saints and to cause resentment, to cause, you know, hearts to be hardened. These things, you understand? You know, like I know, when you're really walking in love, your faith soars. Hello, your praise soars. Everything, it comes easy, but you get bogged down with some stuff. Hello, some folk get in your head. Some things start going wrong that you give too much of your thought life to. And before you know it, faith ain't operating like it should. Now you're trying to figure it out yourself. And the works don't come that easy. All right, so likewise, it says in verse 25, likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. There was a work, an action, something that, you know, connected and perfected her faith. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. We want to rid ourselves of dead faith. You talk about dead faith here. Dead faith. We want to get rid of dead faith. Back to Hebrews chapter 11. The word substance. Faith is the substance. The substance of things hoped for. Now, on the grounds of faith having a work. How many understand this so far, thus far? You get an idea, you get a grasp of it. Because when we talk about works, we're not talking about the works of the law. In order to maintain this faith that God gives to us, first, as Galatians says, faith works, it operates, it's employed by love. In other words, your position, your posture has to be that of a walk of love. And you know, like I know, if you're among people enough, you know, there's all kind of people out there. They can do all kind of things and say all kind of stuff and be very, very difficult to love. Hello, not even want you to love them. Amen. So you've got to guard your walk if your faith is going to continue operating on the level that God has chosen in order to bring us into the position to receive the extraordinary prophetic fulfillment, then there must be that walk of love. Christ himself on the cross knew that before the work was completely finished, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Why that? It may seem sheepish to some. They may think you're, You're stupid. But it's not. What is it? It's you guarding. Because what's most important is for you to be able to believe, for you to be able to release your faith. You never know when there's going to be a draw upon your faith to believe. I had a phone call just before church. My brother called me, and one of the gentlemen that we grew up with, they call from time to time and ask me to pray. They know I've been a minister for a long time. They asked me to pray for different ones. He's going in for a surgery, but years ago, he went in, his aorta, that region of his heart, actually busted on the operating table. And God gave him another chance. He was gone. And God gave him another chance. So he's going in for another operation. He's real afraid, but they called and asked if I'd pray for him. My faith is there. I said, he's going to be fine. I ain't biting my tongue and I ain't bringing it back. No, he's going to be fine. He's going to come out fine. I believe that. You understand? So if we're not there, you know, of course, you can say some prayers. You understand what I mean? There's a difference when you just say prayer or get afraid with them and pray out of fear versus, no, you're walking in love and you know that you know your Heavenly Father's veracity, His nature. You know that He is quick to heal. He is willing to heal. And when you call on Him out of a pure heart, God will answer you. Amen. I'm not wondering if God's going to answer. You understand? So we have to guard that as we go among people in our relationships and in our dealings. Because every relationship is not exactly the way you want it to be. Sometimes if you got customers that you service or whatever, sometimes customers are hard, difficult, you know, whatever the situation. So you have to guard because it don't mean nothing to them, but you got to guard because it means everything to you. Because you are drawing on another resource. You are drawing on something extraordinary. You need to be in that position. And so in the interim between the time God speaks and the time He breathes, which is at the same time, there's the formation. And so all this stuff is for the formation. Sometimes it takes everything for you to be able to stand firm and not leave your post. Hello, of walking in love and not becoming judgmental and critical and suspicious and hateful. For as the body is without the spirit is dead, so faith without its work is dead. Now the word substance is the word hypostasis. The Greek word hypostasis. And it's a long definition. You should write some of it down because some of this is saying the same thing. But it means ground or confidence. Ground or confidence. Faith, now faith is the substance. Now we're talking about faith and work. We're not just talking about some, you know, just, I believe God just saying something, but don't have any work, any fruit, any labor, any attitude, any dimensions of your life that are following that confession of faith. Hello? Come on, we have to have the goods because the devils believe and tremble. They know these things. They have nothing to parallel. They have nothing. They have no life. Ground or confidence. It means to place or stand under. Substance has to be placed or stood up under you. In general, it means something which has been put under, used for a basis or foundation. I gave you three verses to begin with. James chapter 1, verse 17, Malachi 3:6, and Numbers 23:19. That's our substance for tonight. God is not a man to lie. He does not change. And with him, there is no variableness or shadow. And I know he's spoken to every one of us in here. And he speaks to us corporately. He speaks to us individually and corporately. And nothing he said shall fall to the ground. Now that's the basis, that's the hypostasis, the foundation that we put under us. While everything around us changes, this don't change. It means confidence, expectation, constancy, and I could go on and on. John chapter 6 and verse 63. Things that are seen were not made by things that do appear. That's important. In John chapter 6, verse 63, Jesus says, it is the spirit that quickens or gives life. The flesh profits nothing. Then he goes on to say, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Flesh profits nothing. See, when we talk flesh, in the positive sense and negative sense, when we talk flesh, we're talking about things that are seen, stuff you can touch, material, the carnal realm. Flesh, you know, when we talk flesh, it's not all bad, because there's a flesh of beasts, there's a flesh of birds, there's a flesh of man, but then there's the flesh, the carnal nature, the flesh. When we say that, it's flesh. But now Jesus said, my word is spirit. See, the things that are made by things that are not seen. He said, my word is spirit and it's life. In other words, his word, of course we have the logos, the written word, but words you don't see. You hear, but you don't see them. So he's saying things that are not made by things that are seen. Come on, this is the substance. This is the foundation. This is what we have to understand and embrace and know, you know, the value, not only the value of this, but the authority that a child of God has in operating like God operates. First of all, let me say it this way. Let me just go back to this basic principle. You got to have a life, first of all. You can say saved all you want, but if there's no life following, if there's no work, you understand what I mean? I'm not talking about working in the church. I'm talking about work where people can look at you and see. You understand what I mean? They can see what through your life. There's an outworking in your life. That faith in you is outworking in your life by how you conduct your life, how you live your life, what your life looks like as a book versus somebody saying they have faith, but there's no, you can't read it. I don't see it. And that doesn't mean being judgmental, but it means that, you know, it's an outworking, faith and work. You may say you have faith, but I'll show you my faith by my work. Paul said what? Follow me as I follow Christ. In other words, watch Christ, watch the outworking of faith. And he says that we are all living, the word says epistles or books. We are all living chapters, known and read of all men. People know whether you have faith or not. Doesn't necessarily mean because you go to church. You understand? Doesn't necessarily mean where you are at a given time or how much you carry a Bible. No, it's an outworking. Okay? So Jesus says these things that are seen in this material realm are made by things that are not seen.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in our series entitled The Faith Crisis, Stake Your Claim. There's a life when God speaks. First he speaks, then he forms, and finally he breathes life. In the book of Genesis, God said, and things began to happen. God spoke many things into existence. Hebrews 11, 1 through 3 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Saints have to upgrade their level of thinking and their level of faith. Word of God has creative abilities, and as a child of God, we appropriate these abilities in the kingdom with kingdom principles. This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.